Penguin Random House Audio presents The Rising, Murder, Heartbreak, and the Power of Human Resilience in an American Town. This is the author, Ryan D'Agostino. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4:14, tweeted by Bill Pettit, 2013. December 2012. Just look at this garden. Bill Pettit raised these vibrant plants from when they were seedlings. Raised them with help from his daughters, Haley and Michaela. The kids actually did pull a weed now and then. The base of the memorial garden is behind the sun porch at the old brick mansion where Bill's parents live, Barbara and Bill Sr. They're in their 80s now, but they keep the big house clean and orderly. And they encouraged Bill to plant this garden while he was living here in those years after the tragedy. He designed it so the flowers, bushes, and small trees would form the rough shape of a heart. They curve up and around symmetrically before meeting at the center of the heart, where Bill built a... what's the word? I want to say trellis, Bill says and shakes his head. Not called a trellis. What's it called? Bill is walking through the garden with his new wife, Christine, a woman as vibrant as an acre of flowers. She's a photographer, and that's how they met. Well, kind of. They first met at the country club. She worked there. He played golf there. Christine was the club's marketing director and, to earn extra money, also tended bar in the founder's room, a cellar hangout where portraits of past club presidents lined the dark walls. She didn't know who Bill Pettit was when he would come in, which is to say that she didn't know he was Bill Pettit. She didn't know that his wife and two daughters had been murdered in their home after being tortured for hours. While Bill